October 13, the Divine Refiner, and I will turn my hand upon thee and purely purge away thy dross and take away all thy tin, Isaiah 1:25. We will be tried in every way until all the dross and tin are purged from us and nothing but the pure gold remains. There is a work to be accomplished for you. You must possess deep humility of soul and war against self and an unyielding will, or you will certainly be ensnared by the enemy. Some who love to hear and tell some new thing have grieved you, have injured you, and you have in your mind censured those who do not deserve censure and been suspicious of those whom you could safely trust. When you take the position you should, then your heart will be strongly knit with your brethren and sisters, and their hearts will be knit with yours. But you have been weaning yourself from your brethren, and the cause exists in yourself. You are not willing to be led and instructed. Darkness and clouds are gathering over you. Satan desires you that he may sift you as wheat. He is anxiously watching for your downfall that he may exult over you. God calls his church to be more separate from the world in their dress than you have thought. God is constantly instructing his people to flee from pride of appearance, from love of self, but you are working directly against the Spirit of God in this matter. Hence you are walking in darkness and place yourself upon the battlefield of the enemy. I saw that God loves you. The Good Shepherd has tenderly cared for you and preserved you amid your afflictions and sufferings of mind. Yet you must yield your will and judgment and be willing to be taught. None, no, not one, can go alone to heaven. God has a people whom he is leading, guiding, and instructing. They must be subject one to another. If one undertakes to go alone independently to heaven, he will find he has chosen the wrong path that will not lead him to life. I have tried to write this matter as it was presented to me. May you see it as it is my prayer, and make sure and thorough work for eternity. Letter 19, October 13, 1861, A Personal Testimony.